New revelations about hundreds of priests molesting children, mostly boys, have plunged global Catholicism into a deep crisis. The scandal has also deepened longstanding divisions within the church around issues of sexuality. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The uproar over clergy sex abuse in the Catholic Church is no longer just about sex abuse. Some church leaders are using the crisis to promote a campaign against gay priests. Bishop Robert Marlino of Madison, Wisconsin, in a letter last month to Catholics in his diocese, said, quote, "We are talking about deviant sexual, almost exclusively homosexual acts by clerics." He was asked about that comment later in an interview on the Eternal Word television network, EWTN. Raymond Arroyo was the anchor.
Some will say, Bishop, reading this letter, that you are blaming homosexuality for the problems in the church and for the sex abuse crisis. You would say what?
I would say that homosexuality is at the root of this.
Researchers who have studied patterns of clergy sex abuse say they have found no evidence of a link with sexual orientation. But the notion that the problem of priests molesting boys and young men is related to the number of priests who are gay has been echoed by several conservative Catholic leaders. A few say the abuse crisis justifies a purge of gay men from the priesthood. Those reactions reflect continuing arguments in the church over sexuality and even over Pope Francis himself. He has advocated a more tolerant church culture with LGBT people in particular, and some Catholics don't approve. Official church doctrine holds that a deep-seated homosexual orientation is a moral disorder. The debate is now front and center.
Our churches very unhealthy attitudes about sexuality in general and homosexuality in particular really need to be addressed.
Marianne Duddy Burke of Dignity USA, a Catholic LGBT advocacy group, sees some church homophobia in the reaction to the clergy abuse crisis.
Whenever the church is under stress, particularly around the issue of sexual abuse of minors and the cover-up by the clergy, gay priests have been scapegoated.
Another cleric who has connected clergy abuse to gay priests is Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. In an open letter released last month, Vigano blasted what he called a homosexual current in church circles. But Vigano also made a point that even critics like James Martin have to acknowledge. Clergy abuse mostly involves male-on-male assault.
Clearly, the vast majority of cases are men preying on boys and adolescents. We have to be clear about that. But that does not mean that every gay priest is an abuser.
Martin is a Jesuit priest who writes often about LGBT issues and Catholicism.
The reason we have that stereotype is because there are so few public counterexamples of the healthy celibate gay priests, of whom there are hundreds if not thousands.
Martin thinks as many as 30% or 40% of Catholic priests are gay, but he says they're terrified to be identified as such in the current environment. The crisis also has political ramifications. In his letter, Archbishop Vigano singled out several top Catholic cardinals and bishops as being complicit in the abuse crisis. Almost all have been allied with Pope Francis and supportive of his agenda. Francis himself, Vigano said, should resign for having accommodated those men. In fact, Vigano is among the longstanding critics of Francis in the church. Again, James Martin.
What's happening, unfortunately, is that the suffering of children and the crimes of sex abuse are being used by people who have always been Pope Francis's critics as an excuse to dump on him, basically.
And it's apparently having an effect. A new CNN poll shows Pope Francis is now viewed favorably by just 48% of Americans, down from the 73% who approved of him at the beginning of his papacy. One more sign of how this sex abuse crisis in the Catholic Church has taken on wider dimensions. Tom Jelton, NPR News.